made out of 12 by 12 rich lighter.
Yeah.
And each joint was, they was a whole chisel with a wooden wood chisel and a hammer and an oblong round. It was chiseled all the way through. And then the end of the next 12 by 12 that was going to go crossways would be tapered in this oblong and put through this hole.
Yeah.
And then a hole drilled all the way through all three of them with about an inch and a half or a 2-inch rich lighted plug that went through that to hold it together. In other words, nails wouldn't have held it.
Mm-hmm.
That large of timber, so they drilled the hole and put this large plug through it. And that's the way it was built.
Good work.
It was some good work.
Huh. Now, you store corn in a
corn crib, usually made out of logs. Some people split them, some people use little small round ones.
Okay.
Our particular corn crib, well, it was split. It was made out of split logs. They were split wide open.
Did you have a place where you might store grain of some sort, any other sort of grain?
No, sir. Back those days, well, you didn't have the bins and different types of grain. About all you had was corn and maybe sorghum heads or dry peas, and you usually put them in the barn or in a place where they would cure without rotting. You'd have the peas and sorghum heads, and corn is about the only three, and peanuts. Naturally, you would have your shocks of peanuts, such long wooden stakes, and maybe two little short planks about 12, 14 inches from the end, and you would drive this stake in the ground.
Yeah.
And then you would gather, you pull your peanuts, and when they were dried enough that the dirt would shake off, well, you'd tie the peanut vines to the stake and just catch a small amount of limbs on one side and leave all the other limbs on the other side. And you take a small amount of limbs and wrap it around the stake, and you keep going all the way around it. Well, that was in order to make it shed water to where the water wouldn't go in. And that way, when the peanuts cured, you could just lean the stock over, lean the shock over, and carry it to the barn.
Yeah. Huh. Pretty good. And that's how you drive.
That's how you drive. After circle eight, the object of those two little wooden planks nailed across the end would be to hold the peanuts up off the ground where air could circulate underneath the shop.
Now, the part of the barn where you kept the hay, you call
the hayloft.
Okay. Did you ever have a time where you grew too much hay, you couldn't keep it all in the barn?
No, sir, I don't believe. You usually make room for the hay.
Yeah. Well, did you ever see it out in the field, in a
haystack? You some people stacked it out in the field. My father never did. He always put the field of hay off. But a lot of people make a hay shock. They drive up a stake and then go to putting the hay around the shock. And as the shock filled up, well, they'd take a pitchfork and keep raking the hay to the outside from the stake to the outside, which would make the grass lay straight and would have a tendency to do the same as the peanuts. It would make it shed water.
I see.
To keep it from rotting.
So a shock was a what?
Haystack.
Okay.
Or hay shock.
All right. When you tell me about the cutting hay and that sort of thing, do you remember doing it?
You had the old horse-drawn hay cutter, mowing machine, horse-drawn hay mower. And then you had a horse-drawn rake that you'd rake the hay
into a
windrow. And every time you'd come to this certain spot, you'd trip your hay rake, and it would dump the hay.